In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
No matter where you turn these days, there are a plethora of voices following you. Virtually any song is at your fingertips in your handy iPod. With wireless connections, you can check your email almost anywhere. There are more television channels than you know where to tune with. And then there's your trusty cell phone. It rings in class, it rings in chapel. You can't help overhearing conversations in restaurants, in the supermarket, even in the library. Voices everywhere. There is one voice, however, that you must listen to, the voice of your shepherd, Jesus. He tells us that his sheep know his voice and that they won't listen to any other. Obviously, that implies that there are other voices. Voices that would lead the sheep away from Christ and his church. Those were the voices in Jesus' day who opposed him, most recently in the context of our gospel, as the Pharisees had complained once again that Jesus chose the Sabbath as a day to perform a miracle, this time restoring the sight of a blind man. These same Pharisees, who would have previously declared this man an outcast because of his blindness, you know, who sinned, he or his father, these same Pharisees now throw him out of the temple because of his profession of faith in Jesus the Christ. There are a lot of these strangers, these false shepherds, who seek to lead the faithful astray. While they might object even strenuously to being labeled false shepherds, the aim is not to care for the sheep, but simply to fill their own bellies. I'm reminded of one of the conversations in C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, where the master tempter, Uncle Screwtape, is explaining to his nephew Wormwood why they must continually increase their numbers, since it is the devil's aim to consume as many of God's creatures as he can. Like the strangers in our text, Satan's goal is only to steal and kill and destroy. Don't be fooled. He would do the same to you in a heartbeat. Enrollment at a seminary does not exempt you from his wiles. Just makes you a much riper target. Think of the material that Satan has to work with, all of the voices with which he can entice us. How about the theological sides we take? Some belong to scare, others are allied with Gieschen. There are those who swear their allegiance to just, while still others are going to stand by Pless. And as for Grimm, well, the jury's still out. After 11 years in St. Louis, you just don't know what to expect. We have our competing views on how to interpret the Old Testament, and of course there are never-ending debates about liturgical piety. We proceed with the best of intentions, we all do, but make no mistake, Satan would gladly enlist any one of you as his agents, whose goal it is to steal and kill and destroy. But that is not our Lord's way. He has no desire to consume you, but to set you free, so that you can have abundant life in him. Just listen to the descriptions of the shepherd and his sheep in our text. The sheep hear his voice. He calls them by name and leads them out. He goes before them and they follow him. They know his voice. This is the voice that calls those who are weary to find rest. This is the voice that urges us to trust in him as the way, the truth, and the life. The voice that calls his sheep blessed and invites us to drink from his living waters. This is the voice that called Lazarus from the tomb and commanded the young man from Nain to arise and bade Jairus' daughter to get up. This is the voice that continues to speak words of abundant life. The voice that joined you to the very triune God in the waters of holy baptism. The voice that proclaims sins forgiven in the holy absolution and now bids you to come to the sumptuous feast of his body and blood. Here your Lord does not feed upon you, but rather he feeds and nourishes you, even binding himself to you so that all that is yours, the filth and guilt and shame, becomes his, and what is his, life eternal, is yours. For sheep that stray, and we all do, the shepherd's voice does not change. He still invites you tenderly to follow him, to enter through him, for he truly is the door that leads to life everlasting. If anyone enters by me, Jesus says, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. If you can accept that you are, in fact, the Lord's sheep, then you will know that he has some mighty fine grazing in store for you, not just food to fill your belly or drink to quench your thirst, no, but a meal that makes you partakers of God's spotless lamb. So get on your feet. The feast is ready as Jesus comes to bestow on you his abundant life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.